Let's decode why the H-1B hike hasn't rattled Indian IT sector. Swiggy's Instamart needs $500 million boost. IPO-bound Grow expands basket beyond daily trades. Fintech major PhonePe's FY25 revenue rises 40%, adjusted PAT up to 20%.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. Let's get into today's top stories in startups and tech. First up, the H-1B visa fee hike that had everyone talking over the weekend. So last week, US President Donald Trump announced a $100,000 fee for new H-1B visas, and it sent shockwaves through India's IT industry. But here's the interesting part. Several IT analysts that Money Control spoke to say the actual impact might be quite limited. So why? Let me tell you what's happening. Because only 20% of Indian IT staff are deployed on-site in the US. Of those, just 20 to 30% hold H-1B visas. So if we do the math, that's just around 3 to 5% of the total workforce. So while the fee sounds massive, the exposure is relatively small. Now, if companies file thousands of visas, yes, the bill adds up. Filing 5,000 visas could mean $500 million in fees. But here's what's changed over the last 3 years. Big IT firms like TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech, and Wipro have slashed their H-1B usage by up to 70%. So they've actually been preparing for this kind of policy uncertainty. So the fee will only apply to new applications from FY27, and immigration lawyers are already preparing legal challenges. So for now, it's a headline maker, but not a business breaker yet, at least as far as the IT industry is concerned. We are not saying that. Actually, according to a note by JM Financial, Swiggy needs to raise over $500 million or roughly about 4,400 crore rupees to sustain Instamart for the long haul. So that's despite sitting on cash reserves of about 5,354 crore rupees as of June quarter. Now, the note also specifies what the problems are. It's basically the losses. Swiggy has reported widening losses for 5 straight quarters with a net loss of about 2,278 crore rupees in just the last 2 quarters. So over the past 9 quarters, its cumulative losses crosses over 6,600 crores, basically eating into the reserves. So there's a possible silver lining here. Swiggy could earn up to 2,500 crore rupees if it fully sells its stake in Rapido. But even then, analysts warn the cash crunch will continue unless it raises a large war chest. Now, competition is brutal here. We're all seeing Blinkit, Zepto, BigBasket, Flipkart Minutes, and Amazon now are all battling for customers. So analysts say that Swiggy must raise funds soon while it still has the leverage. So wait too long and raising capital could get much harder. So Instamart may deliver groceries in 10 minutes, but what it really needs right now is a check super fast. All right, next up, let's take a look at investment platform Grow, which is preparing for its IPO. So Grow started with a simple pitch. We all know this, help customers diversify their portfolios, right? And now the company itself is diversifying its revenue. For a long time, derivative trading contributed nearly 65% of its revenue, and that's now down to around 50%. Now, this comes as retail participation in derivatives have dropped by 35% this year, dragging down revenues at rival brokerages as well. Interestingly, Grow's own market share in derivatives has doubled from 7.6 to around 14.5% as per Q1 of FY26 as against FY24. But the bigger story is mutual funds and SIPs. Grow now commands a 33% market share in new SIP accounts. So in FY25, 12% of all mutual fund investment value in India basically went through Grow. That's pretty interesting. Now, the diversification has boosted profits for the company. In fact, net profit rose nearly 11% in quarter one of FY26. So the platform is also attracting wealthier customers, affluent users with assets up about around 25 lakh rupees. So now make up a third of customer assets, up from just 20% 2 years ago. Now, there are some challenges as well for the platform. Active investors slipped from 13 million to 12 million and high revenue derivative traders fell nearly 25%. But overall, Grow looks steadier than many of its peers as it heads towards an IPO. Finally, let's talk about PhonePe. Looks like their FY25 numbers are out. The Walmart-backed fintech has reported a 40% jump in revenue to about 7,115 crore rupees in FY25. So even more striking is its adjusted profit after tax, which has surged 220% to about 630 crore rupees. Now, the first time ever, PhonePe also logged a positive adjusted EBIT of rupees 117 crore rupees and it generated around 1,202 crore in free cash flow from operations. Now, if we take a look at what's aiding this, all of this is coming from the fact that PhonePe is moving beyond payments. The company's expansion into loan distribution, stockbroking, and merchant services has started paying off. So if you look at the adjusted EBITDA number also, it's more than double to around 1,477 crore rupees. So all of this, remember, is coming ahead of a potential IPO. PhonePe is expected to file its draft papers later this year. So from a payments app to a full-fledged fintech, looks like PhonePe's journey is ringing in results at just the right time. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting and a shout out to our reporters from the tech and startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.